Welcome to the Forgotten Narrator. Alright, let's dive into the wild universe of Warhammer 40K, where the savage might of the orcs intertwines with the enigmatic legacy of the Krorks, ancient warriors whose lost, superior form continues to spark fierce debates among fans. In just a couple of sentences, we set the stage for a journey into one of the most provocative mysteries of the 40K lore, inviting you to question whether the brute, ever-adapting orcs could ever evolve back into that fabled, primordial state. The Krorks, those enigmatic forebears of the modern orcs, have always been a source of fascination and speculation within the Warhammer 40,000 universe. Many fans argue that these ancient warriors were not merely brutish remnants of a savage past, but rather a sophisticated and formidable race with a distinct identity. It is widely believed that the Krorks possessed an intrinsic blend of raw power and surprising technological ingenuity that set them apart from the orcs we know today. Unlike the rowdy, explosive, and often chaotic nature of contemporary orcs, the Krorks are thought to have been more disciplined and organized, almost as if they had honed their instincts into a sort of primal art that balanced ferocity with a clear sense of strategy. There is a wealth of lore suggesting that the Krorks were the original embodiment of orcish strength and cunning, merging brutal combat skills with an almost reverent understanding of their own biological and technological heritage. Their existence is often described as a golden age of orcish civilization, where their society thrived on innovation even as it was steeped in warfare. In fan circles, numerous debates revolve around whether the Krorks actually possessed a form of technology that was both organic and mechanical, a living symbiosis of flesh and machine. This idea has led to passionate discussions, with some theorizing that the Krorks might have even integrated their bodies with the very essence of the machines they fought alongside, achieving a level of efficiency and adaptability that modern orcs can only dream about. The Krorks were known for their relentless drive and an almost uncanny ability to harness their natural instincts into a structured form of warfare. Unlike the modern horde mentality that defines orcish society today, the Krorks appeared to have cultivated a form of leadership and hierarchical order that allowed them to function as a cohesive unit on the battlefield. Their warriors were not just mindless brutes, they were tactical geniuses in their own right, displaying a level of coordination and forethought that many argue was lost over time as the orcs devolved into their current state of perpetual war and chaos. This view is bolstered by accounts that describe the Krorks as having an inherent understanding of the environment around them, using the terrain and even the weather to their advantage in ways that modern orcs, with their constant brawling and unstructured assaults, seem incapable of replicating. Many dedicated fans relish the idea that the Krorks were not only a product of their time, but also a blueprint for a more advanced orcish future. They point to scattered remnants of ancient relics and faded legends that hint at a time when orcish technology was integrated into their very biology, suggesting that the Krorks may have possessed a level of cybernetic enhancement that blurred the lines between machine and creature. This theory posits that the Krorks' evolution was not a divergence from their natural state, but rather a step towards a more refined form of existence, where instinct and innovation coalesced into a powerful force that could challenge even the most disciplined enemies of the galaxy. There is also a poignant emotional layer to the discussion surrounding the Krorks. For many, the very idea of these ancient warriors stirs up a sense of loss, a longing for a time when the orcs were not merely mindless savages, but a complex, dynamic force with a rich heritage. This nostalgia is not just about the lore, it is an expression of the fans' desire to see a return to what many believe could be the true potential of the orcish race. They imagine a scenario where the Krorks' disciplined ferocity and innovative spirit are reborn in a new generation of orcs, creating a bridge between the lost past and a possible, more evolved future. Throughout numerous online forums and fan debates, the Krorks have become a symbol of what might have been a more glorious age for the orcs, a time when their existence was defined by more than just ceaseless violence and a relentless hunger for conquest. The discussions often delve into speculative genetics, the influence of ancient orc gods, and even the possibility that the remnants of the Quark legacy could be reawakened through some mysterious catalyst hidden in the fabric of their DNA. This body of thought is as much a testament to the creativity of the Warhammer community as it is a challenge to the established narrative of the orcs' evolution over millennia. The notion that the Quarks could have been a more technologically attuned, socially coherent, and tactically brilliant iteration of the orcish race is both intriguing and bittersweet. While many accept that the passage of time and the inherent nature of the orcs have led to a more anarchic, less refined state, there is an undercurrent of hope among some enthusiasts. They propose that if the right conditions were ever met, perhaps through an evolutionary leap triggered by the chaos of battle or even a mystical intervention, the latent potential of the Quark legacy might resurface. This possibility injects a spark of excitement into an otherwise grim and brutal universe, suggesting that there might be more to the orcs than their current reputation as relentless, unruly warriors. The debate over the Quarks is emblematic of a larger conversation about evolution, identity, and the preservation of legacy in the Warhammer 40,000 lore. It challenges both casual fans and hardcore enthusiasts to rethink what they know about the origins of the orcs and to envision a future where their ancient prowess might be reclaimed. In this light, the Quarks are not just relics of a bygone era. They are a beacon of a possible renaissance, a reminder that even in a universe defined by endless war and decay, there is always the potential for rebirth and transformation. The mystery of what befell the Quarks has long been a subject of heated debates and heartfelt speculation among fans, and every theory seems to add another layer of intrigue to the grim tapestry of Warhammer 40,000 lore. Many believe that the downfall of these ancient warriors was not the result of a single catastrophic event, but rather a slow, multifaceted decline influenced by a myriad of external and internal pressures. Over time, as the galaxy evolved and the forces of chaos shifted, the Quarks appeared to have lost their edge, a process that some fans describe as a gradual degradation rather than an outright extinction. There are those who argue that the once mighty Quarks were victims of their own evolution. As they adapted to an increasingly hostile universe, the raw power and innovative spirit that once defined them became diluted, replaced by a less disciplined, more haphazard approach to survival that eventually led to their downfall. One popular theory points to the influence of the Eldar, the ancient and enigmatic race whose own history is steeped in both grandeur and tragedy. Some enthusiasts suggest that the sophisticated psychic abilities and technological marvels of the Eldar may have inadvertently set a benchmark that the Quarks could no longer meet. As the Eldar refined their strategies and honed their war machines, the Quarks might have found themselves outpaced in both intellectual and technological advancements. This imbalance, according to many fan discussions, could have contributed to the Quarks' inability to maintain their former glory, leading to a slow but inevitable decline as they struggled to compete with the ever-evolving standards of galactic warfare. Another factor that is often cited in these discussions is the devastating impact of the war with the Necrons, a conflict that reshaped the entire fabric of the Warhammer universe. The Necrons, with their ancient and seemingly unstoppable mechanical legions, brought about a kind of warfare that the Quarks were ill-equipped to handle. Some fans argue that the relentless and cold efficiency of the Necrons exposed the vulnerabilities of the Quark legacy, forcing them into a corner where survival became nearly impossible. The battles against the Necrons were not just physical confrontations, but also clashes of existential philosophies, and the Quark's inability to adapt to this new, unyielding threat accelerated their degradation. The loss of crucial battles, the shattering of once mighty formations, and the psychological toll of facing an enemy that seemed to defy death itself are all seen as contributing factors to their eventual collapse. Adding to the complexity of their downfall is the idea that internal strife and a loss of unity played a significant role. Some diehard fans passionately argue that the once cohesive Quark society eventually fragmented due to internal conflicts and the erosion of the communal spirit that had once made them formidable. As different factions emerged, each interpreting the ancient ways in their own skewed manner. The unity that had been their strength turned into a weakness. This internal division, compounded by the external pressures from the likes of the Eldar and the Necrons, created a perfect storm that slowly but surely led to the degeneration of the Kroorks. Beyond these external influences, there is also a school of thought that points to the possibility of a biological or genetic decline. Some suggest that the Kroorks, in their quest for power and perfection, might have overstepped the natural boundaries of their evolution. In a cruel twist of fate, the very traits that once made them superior, raw aggression, adaptability, and a unique synthesis of organic and mechanical prowess, could have become their undoing. Over generations, the genetic code that once promised a superior form might have accumulated errors, leading to a kind of entropy that diminished their overall capabilities. Fans who subscribe to this theory often lament the loss of what could have been a glorious future, imagining a time when the Kroorks might have reached an almost mythical state of perfection had nature not intervened so harshly. Throughout the vast array of fan forums and speculative writings, there exists a bittersweet nostalgia for the lost era of the Kroorks. Their decline is often portrayed not as a simple fall from power, but as a tragic, almost Shakespearean narrative of hubris and inevitable decay. Every new piece of lore that hints at their former might or the circumstances of their collapse adds to a collective yearning for a revival, a chance to witness, even if only in theory, a return to a time when the Kroorks ruled with an unrivaled blend of brutality and brilliance. In this light, the question of what happened to the Kroorks is as much a reflection on the impermanence of power as it is a meditation on the ever-changing dynamics of a universe caught in the throes of endless war and cosmic entropy. There's an enduring belief among fans that the Orcs are more than the sum of their current brutishness, that beneath the layers of constant warfare, there lies a deep, genetic memory of a once glorious past. This notion of inherited legacy is woven into the very fabric of Orcish culture, where every scrap of their being carries echoes of their ancient, formidable ancestors. Many enthusiasts insist that the wild, untamed ferocity of the modern Orcs is but a shadow of a once mighty force, preserved in their genes and waiting for the right conditions to burst forth. The idea that the raw potential of the Kroorks could be resurrected through a monumental wag is a tantalizing prospect, one that fills forums and battlefields alike with fervor and heated debate. The concept of genetic memory among the Orcs suggests that their current state of chaotic savagery is not a complete departure from their ancestral strength, but rather an evolution that has, in some ways, lost touch with its original brilliance. Fans argue that the evolutionary process is never linear, and that the deep-seated memories of ancient power can resurface when the Orcs are pushed to their limits. The Wag, that massive, unifying surge of energy and bloodshed, is seen by many as a catalyst capable of unlocking these dormant qualities. It is during these massive campaigns that the Orcs become more than a motley collection of fighters. They transform into a singular, almost mythical force that taps into something primal, something that hints at the lost legacy of the Kroorks. There is a palpable sense of anticipation among those who follow Orcish lore, as they theorize that the relentless, almost self-destructive nature of Orcish combat could trigger an evolutionary leap. When an Orc horde reaches the zenith of its wag fervor, the collective adrenaline, battle rage, and sheer will to survive might just be enough to stir the ancient genetic code buried deep within their cells. This potential for reawakening the Kroork traits is not merely about brute strength. It's about reclaiming a strategic, almost disciplined prowess that seems almost alien to the current state of Orcish existence. Enthusiasts love to speculate that in the heat of a legendary battle, under the weight of an almost religious zeal, the genetic memory could resurface, allowing the Orcs to momentarily transform into something reminiscent of their long-lost superior form. Debates on this topic are as vibrant as they are varied. Some fans maintain that the sheer chaos of a wag could serve as a sort of evolutionary crucible, a process where only the most potent genetic traits survive and manifest. they point to the observed variations in orcish warbands, where certain leaders and warbosses display uncanny bursts of tactical brilliance or brute power that seem almost supernaturally enhanced. These instances, they argue, could be glimpses of the dormant potential of the Krorks, temporarily awakened by the adrenaline and passion of battle. Other voices in the community, however, are more skeptical, suggesting that the evolutionary path of the Orcs has long since diverged from that of the Krorks, leaving the ancient legacy irretrievably buried under millennia of constant conflict and genetic decay. Still, the emotional connection that fans have with the idea of a resurgence of the Krork legacy cannot be overstated. For many, the prospect of Orcs reclaiming their ancient superiority is not merely a theoretical discussion. It represents hope, a chance to see a return to an age when Orcish might was unchallenged and their presence on the battlefield was nothing short of awe-inspiring. There is a romantic notion in the idea that even the most savage of creatures can harbor within them a spark of genius and order, a spark that can ignite into something far greater under the right circumstances. The WAG is often seen as a moment of collective transcendence, where the frenzied nature of combat forces the Orcs to tap into their deepest, most primal reservoirs of strength and strategy. In the eyes of many fans, the possibility of a genetic renaissance is intertwined with the very essence of Orcish identity, a living, breathing testament to the idea that even in the midst of endless war, there remains the chance for rebirth and evolution. The discussions range from anecdotal battlefield tales to elaborate theoretical models that attempt to trace the pathways of genetic memory through generations of Orcs. While no definitive proof exists, the persistent hope that the Orcs could one day evolve back into their ancient superior form through the overwhelming force of a WAG remains a potent narrative in the Warhammer 40,000 lore. It is a narrative steeped in both myth and possibility, a blend of hard-won battle experience and the timeless allure of a lost golden age, where every clash and every scream on the battlefield might just be the spark needed to unlock a dormant power that has been waiting for millennia to reclaim its rightful place in the chaos of the galaxy. The possibility that Orcs might be harboring hidden mechanisms to revert to their ancient glory has ignited endless debates in the Warhammer 40,000 community, with fans passionately exploring the intersections of biology and scavenged technology. Many see the raw potential of modern Orcs as a latent echo of a once mighty form, encoded deep within their genes and subtly intertwined with the crude yet effective tech they relentlessly hoard from battlefields across the galaxy. This fascinating synthesis of flesh and metal has led some to speculate that, under the right conditions, the very elements that define an Orc's existence could trigger an evolutionary leap, a transformation where the essence of the ancient Krorks could reemerge through the sheer intensity of a colossal WAG. In the hearts of the faithful, the rank-and-file boys are more than just the foot soldiers of an endless war. They are seen as the living embodiment of the raw, unfiltered spirit of the Orc race. Amid the ceaseless cacophony of war, many fans insist that every punch, every brawl, is a test of their dormant capabilities. In the heat of battle, these countless warriors might momentarily access a hidden reservoir of ancient strength, a genetic memory of their forebears that hints at a forgotten era of superior tactics and unyielding power. This idea is not merely about brute force. It is a celebration of the primal instinct embedded within every Orc, an instinct that could, under extraordinary conditions, catalyze a shift toward a more refined and fearsome state reminiscent of the legendary Krorks. Parallel to the boys, the Nobs hold a revered position in the lore as the individual champions whose larger-than-life personas encapsulate the potential for evolution. Often portrayed as the charismatic and inspirational leaders of their warbands, the Nobs are believed by many to carry the spark of something greater within them. Their role transcends simple command. They are seen as custodians of an ancient legacy, with some fans arguing that the flamboyant and strategic nature of the Nobs could be the key to unlocking a dormant evolutionary path. Through their actions on the battlefield, these leaders inspire not only loyalty, but also a latent drive for transformation. In moments of overwhelming battle frenzy, It is the Nobs who might inadvertently channel the refined, almost noble aspects of orcish heritage, bridging the gap between raw savagery and a semblance of organized might that echoes the days of the Krorks. The warbosses, however, stand apart as the ultimate symbols of orcish authority and raw, untempered power. They are not simply the commanders of haphazard masses. In the eyes of devoted fans, warbosses represent the pinnacle of what orcish evolution could aspire to be. Their presence on the battlefield is almost mythic, a blend of sheer physical might and an uncanny tactical sense that hints at a bygone era of disciplined ferocity. Many enthusiasts believe that within the formidable warboss lies the potential for a dramatic resurgence of the ancient form, a moment when their leadership, combined with the collective fervor of their horde, could trigger a cascade of evolutionary change. This theory suggests that when pushed to the brink, the warboss's raw command might serve as a catalyst, unlocking a genetic switch that would allow the entire horde to momentarily embrace the disciplined, superior characteristics of the ancient Krorks. The intricate interplay between orcish biology and their unique form of technology further deepens this debate. Orcs have always had a peculiar relationship with technology, one that is as much about biological adaptation as it is about opportunistic scavenging. Fans often point out that the patchwork machines and ramshackle weaponry used by the orcs are not mere tools of war, but extensions of their own bodies, hinting at a deeper, almost symbiotic relationship between the organic and the mechanical. This bizarre fusion has led to the idea that the remnants of ancient tech might still carry the secrets of the Krorks, embedded within the very scrap that modern orcs repurpose for battle. In the midst of a massive WAG, when every scrap of metal is wielded with desperate ingenuity, there lies a tantalizing possibility that the confluence of primal biology and forgotten technology might awaken a hidden evolutionary pathway, transforming the orcs into a force that once again echoes the legendary might of their ancient ancestors. In countless discussions on forums and at fan conventions, passionate debates swirl around the notion that the current state of the orcs is not the end of their potential, but merely a chapter in an ongoing saga of evolution. Supporters of this idea recount epic battles and moments of inexplicable prowess, where certain orcs display bursts of speed, intelligence, or strength that seem to defy the inherent chaos of their nature. These fleeting moments, they argue, are glimpses of the genetic spark that could one day ignite a full-scale transformation, if only the right conditions, such as a monumental WAG or a convergence of lost technologies, were ever to align. The interplay between the boys, the Nobs, and the warbosses creates a dynamic ecosystem on the battlefield, a living laboratory where the potential for evolutionary change is constantly being tested against the relentless backdrop of war. At its core, this theory is as much about hope as it is about the inexorable march of evolution. The idea that the orcs might one day reclaim the disciplined ferocity of the Krorks is a vision filled with both nostalgia and boundless ambition. A yearning for a return to a time when their kind was not merely a chaotic horde, but a disciplined force of nature, capable of shaping the very destiny of the galaxy. It is a concept that embodies the raw, unyielding spirit of the orcs, a spirit that, despite centuries of endless conflict and decay, refuses to be extinguished. For many fans, the possibility of a hidden mechanism that could restore the ancient superior form is not just a theoretical debate. It is a rallying cry, a promise of what might yet be if the stars align and the fury of the WAG becomes the spark that ignites a new era of orcish supremacy. In the end, the debate over whether modern orcs hold within them the secret to a dramatic evolutionary leap is a testament to the rich, multifaceted lore of the Warhammer 40,000 universe. It is a discussion that blends raw emotion, speculative science, and a deep, almost poetic sense of loss and potential, capturing the essence of what it means to be a fan. Every battle cry, every scrap of repurposed tech, every surge of adrenaline on the field of battle carries with it the hope that somewhere, hidden beneath the layers of brute force and chaotic might, lies the dormant genius of the ancient Krorks, waiting for the moment when, against all odds, it will rise again to reclaim its long-lost throne in the annals of orcish legend. Among the most electrifying discussions in the Warhammer 40,000 community is the speculation over what might trigger the reemergence of the ancient Kork legacy in modern orcs. This isn't just idle chatter at your local gaming table. It's a full-blown theoretical battleground where ideas clash as fiercely as the warriors on the battlefield. Fans have long debated whether a monumental surge of raw, unbridled wah energy could serve as the spark to awaken a deep-seated genetic memory, a kind of evolutionary flashpoint that could revert modern orcs back to the disciplined, superior forms of their ancient ancestors. The idea is that, in the heat of an overwhelming, all-consuming battle, the collective energy and instinct of the orc horde might be enough to break through the barriers of their current state, letting them tap into the primal blueprint of the Kroks. Some theorists in the community argue that the conditions for such a transformation would need to be nothing short of cataclysmic. They suggest that only when the orcs are pushed to the brink, when every scrap of their being is ignited by an almost messianic fury, could the hidden traits of the Kroks be unleashed. These fans paint a picture of a wag that is not just a battle cry, but a cosmic event where time and space themselves seem to tremble under the might of the orcish spirit. In this scenario, the sheer momentum of the conflict would catalyze an evolutionary leap, transforming the chaotic mob into a more formidable, almost mythic force, reminiscent of the lost age of the Kroks. Then there are those who delve into more nuanced ideas, linking the resurgence of the ancient form to a mysterious interplay of orcish biology and the residual influence of ancient technologies. They propose that scattered remnants of forgotten tech, pieces of machinery so deeply entwined with orcish genetic memory, might reactivate when the conditions are just right. It's as if the orcs have an internal override switch, waiting dormant until an external factor, whether it be a rare cosmic alignment or the specific chaotic energies of a brutal campaign, flips it on. These enthusiasts cite moments in battle where certain orcs exhibit uncanny bursts of intelligence or strength, suggesting that these might be glimpses of a suppressed superior potential. To them, these flashes are not anomalies but signals that the essence of the Kroks is still lurking just beneath the surface, ready to be awakened under extreme pressure. Another fascinating strand of fan theory focuses on the role of orcish spirituality and the influence of their gods. In many discussions, you'll hear fervent arguments that the orc deities, embodiments of war, aggression, and the raw chaos of combat, could be instrumental in orchestrating a return to the ancient ways. According to this school of thought, if the gods were to choose a moment of divine intervention, perhaps in response to an overwhelming need for change or balance in the galaxy, they could imbue the Horde with a surge of power that reconfigures their very essence. This divine spark would not only elevate individual warriors, but could transform the social and tactical organization of the entire Horde, mirroring the disciplined yet ferocious structure of the long-lost Kroks. The debate is enriched by countless personal anecdotes and battlefield observations shared by diehard fans. Many recount experiences where an orc warband, against all odds, managed to execute maneuvers or display coordination that seemed to defy their usual disorganized nature. These rare moments are seen as evidence, however circumstantial, that the ancient genetic and tactical prowess of the Kroks might still lie dormant within. Supporters of this idea argue that such instances are not mere flukes, but hints of a deeper evolutionary process waiting to be triggered by the right confluence of circumstances. They envision a future battle where the overwhelming chaos of the Wag acts as a crucible, forging a new breed of warrior who embodies both the primal ferocity and the lost strategic genius of the ancient orcish form. What makes these theories so compelling is not just the tantalizing possibility of a hidden transformation, but the emotional resonance it holds for the fans. For many, the notion of the Kroks represents a nostalgic ideal, a time when orcs were perceived not merely as brutish marauders, but as a complex, evolving force capable of greatness. The potential return of the Kroks symbolizes hope for a renaissance, a rebirth of an era where orcish might was honed to a razor's edge by both instinct and intellect. It's a vision that stokes the fires of passion among hobbyists, collectors, and gamers alike, urging them to reimagine the future of their favorite faction in a way that blends raw violence with an unexpected measure of order and purpose. Yet, as with any theory steeped in myth and speculation, there remains a healthy dose of skepticism. Some argue that the inherent chaos and constant state of warfare that define modern orcs have long severed the link to their ancient lineage, rendering any notion of a reversion purely romantic and unlikely to manifest in the grim darkness of the far future. They contend that the evolutionary path of the orcs has been irreversibly altered by centuries of conflict, and that any reawakening of the Kork potential would require conditions so extraordinary that they border on the fantastical. In the end, the fan theories about the return of the Korks are as diverse as the orcs themselves. Whether through the catalytic power of an all-consuming wog, a serendipitous activation of long-dormant technological and genetic switches, or even a divine intervention from their capricious gods, the possibility of seeing modern orcs transform into their ancient, superior form continues to inspire animated debates and fervent hopes. These discussions are a testament to the enduring allure of the lore, reflecting not just an interest in the mechanics of evolution, but a deep, personal connection to a mythic past. A reminder that, in the universe of Warhammer 40,000, even the most unyielding chaos can hide a spark of forgotten glory, waiting to be reborn in the most unexpected of ways. The influence of Gork and Mork, the twin deities of the orcs, is a subject that electrifies discussions among fans, with many arguing that these divine figures may hold the key to unlocking the ancient potential of the Korks. Throughout the lore, it is said that Gork is brutal and cunning, while Mork is savage and unpredictable. Yet together, they form the cornerstone of orcish belief, a duality that embodies both the raw ferocity and the chaotic brilliance of the orc race. Many fans contend that if the gods were ever to direct their formidable will toward the evolution of their creations, it could lead to a momentous transformation in which the essence of the Korks is revived. In this view, the gods are not mere symbols of war, but potent forces capable of altering the very genetic and spiritual makeup of their followers. The idea that Gork and Mork might intervene to catalyze an evolutionary leap in the orcs resonates deeply with those who have long held a nostalgic vision of a more disciplined, fearsome incarnation of their race. Some in the community imagine a scenario where, during the heat of an unparalleled walk, the fervor of battle reaches such a peak that it awakens a dormant, almost mythic spark within the collective soul of the orcs. In such a moment, it is believed that the gods could choose to infuse their warriors with a divine burst of power, thereby reawakening the lost traits of the ancient Korks. This intervention might manifest as a sudden surge in tactical precision, an unexpected enhancement in physical prowess, or even a radical reorganization of the orcish horde into a more structured and formidable force. There are many who argue that the gods have always been intricately linked with the destiny of the orcs, with Gork and Mork acting as the custodians of their evolutionary potential. In numerous fan theories, it is suggested that the divine will of these gods operates on a level far beyond mere chance or survival. Instead, their influence is seen as a deliberate, albeit mysterious, shaping force that guides the orcs toward moments of unprecedented transformation. This notion is particularly compelling to those who view the orcs as not just creatures of endless brawls, but as a race with an underlying greatness that can be reawakened when destiny calls. The possibility that a divine spark could suddenly reignite the ancient capabilities of the Korks during a critical juncture in a battle adds a layer of almost mythological gravitas to the lore, blending elements of fate and free will in a way that many find deeply inspiring. The debate over divine intervention is further enriched by accounts of seemingly inexplicable moments on the battlefield, where certain warbosses or even random boys have exhibited feats of strength or strategy that defy the norm. These rare occurrences are often interpreted by fans as subtle signs that Gork and Mork might be at work behind the scenes, guiding their followers toward a higher state of being. For some, these moments are not isolated incidents, but part of a larger, cosmic plan, a plan in which the gods occasionally tip the scales in favor of a resurgence of the ancient, superior form. This perspective infuses the chaos of combat with a sense of purpose and destiny, as if every clash of weapons and every cry of battle could be the precursor to a divine metamorphosis that reshapes the future of the orcs. Many enthusiasts also reflect on the symbolic roles of Gork and Mork as embodiments of both order and chaos within the orcish psyche. They argue that the dichotomy of these two gods mirrors the inherent contradictions of the orcs themselves. A race that thrives on anarchic behavior, yet is capable of astonishing feats of coordination and strategy when pushed to the edge. In the most passionate debates, some fans even suggest that the potential for a Krork resurgence is not a random event, but rather the culmination of a long-standing cosmic balance between these opposing forces. The idea here is that the gods, in their dual nature, might one day decide that the time has come for the orcs to reclaim their forgotten heritage, triggering a transformation that would realign their destiny with that of the legendary Krorks. Yet, there is also a voice of caution among the community, one that questions whether divine will can truly override the millennia of evolution and adaptation that have shaped the modern orcs. Skeptics point out that the constant state of war and the unyielding nature of orcish existence might have long since severed the connection to any latent ancient prowess, making any intervention by Gork and Mork a beautiful but ultimately futile hope. They argue that while the gods might influence the odds in battle, the inherent nature of the orcs as creatures of relentless chaos may prevent any lasting transformation into the disciplined form of the Krorks. Despite these doubts, the very debate over the role of the orc gods in potentially ushering in a new era is a testament to the vibrant imagination of the fan community. The discussions are filled with passion and vivid imagery, where every shout in battle is imbued with the possibility of divine destiny, and every strategic maneuver is seen as a subtle nod from Gork and Mork. For many fans, the prospect of a cosmic intervention is not just an academic exercise, but a rallying cry. A symbol of hope that the lost age of the Krorks might one day be reborn, turning the tide of the eternal war into a moment of transcendent glory. In the end, whether or not Gork and Mork will ever channel their divine fury to trigger such an evolution remains one of the great mysteries of the Warhammer 40,000 universe. The possibility continues to fuel debates, inspire artwork, and shape the collective dreams of those who believe that, somewhere deep within the savage heart of every orc, lies the promise of a return to a superior, almost mythic past. This interplay of divine power, raw evolutionary potential, and the indomitable spirit of the orcs ensures that the saga of Gork and Mork remains as dynamic and unpredictable as the battles they are said to inspire, forever echoing through the endless wars of the galaxy. The notion of a resurgence of the ancient Krork legacy is not only a hot topic among orcish enthusiasts, but also a subject of intense speculation among their foes. In the shadowy corridors of the Imperium, whispers of such a transformation evoke a mixture of dread and grim fascination. Many within the Imperium see the idea of the orcs reverting to a more disciplined, ancient form as a potential harbinger of disaster. To them, a return to the Krork ways would mean a revitalization of orcish tactics and ferocity that could upend the precarious balance of power in the galaxy. High-ranking Imperial officers and strategists have long warned that if the orcs ever tap into the latent genius of their forebears, it might transform their already formidable horde into a force capable of challenging the very foundations of Imperial dominance. There is a palpable fear that an awakened Krork spirit could result in a surge of cohesion and tactical brilliance among the orcs, making them not just wild brutes, but a strategically owned, almost unstoppable juggernaut on the battlefield. Across the vast expanses of the galaxy, the various Xenos races harbor their own unique perspectives on the possibility of a Krork renaissance. For many Eldar, who pride themselves on their ancient wisdom and sophisticated warfare, the idea is both intriguing and alarming. They view the potential reemergence of the Krorks as a double-edged sword. On one side, it represents the resurgence of an orc power that could pose a significant threat to the delicate balance they maintain with other species, and on the other, it serves as a reminder of the cyclical nature of evolution and warfare in the galaxy. Some Eldar even speculate that if the orcs were to achieve a state of superior form reminiscent of the Kroorks, it might force them to revise their own tactics and strategies in order to counter this new, more formidable adversary. Other Xenos, such as the enigmatic Tyranids, might see the resurgence of the Kroorks in a very different light. For a species that operates on the principle of adaptation and evolution, the idea of an enemy transforming itself to reclaim a lost legacy resonates with their own existence. There is a dark satisfaction in the thought that nature itself can turn the tide of war. And some Tyranid Biotitans have even been observed exhibiting aggressive adaptations in response to the presence of orcish forces. To them, a reborn Kroork force might be viewed as just another variable in the endless struggle for survival, one that could either be absorbed into their ever-changing hive mind or serve as a new target for assimilation. In the eyes of many within the Imperium, a resurgent Kroork force spells not only increased military might for the orcs, but also a fundamental challenge to the established order. Imperial propaganda often paints the orcs as a chaotic blight on the galaxy, but the thought of them reclaiming their ancient superior form brings a new level of terror. Strategists and battlefield tacticians argue that while the current state of orcish warfare is brutal and disorganized, the ancient Kroork ways would imbue them with a level of discipline and ferocity that could allow them to outmaneuver even the most advanced Imperial war machines. This prospect has led to heated debates among military scholars who fear that an orcish evolution might be the catalyst for an era of unprecedented conflict, where every skirmish could escalate into a full-blown war with catastrophic consequences. Fans who delve into these discussions often highlight the contrast between the raw, chaotic energy of the modern orcs and the potential precision of their ancient ancestors. They argue that while the Imperium may have developed intricate strategies to counter the current state of orcish savagery, those very plans could crumble in the face of an enemy that combines sheer brutality with tactical acumen owned over millennia. In such a scenario, the Imperium's defenses might be overwhelmed by an enemy that is not only numerous, but also unnervingly coordinated, a force that could exploit every weakness in the Imperial armor with frightening efficiency. On the flip side, some within the Xenos communities are not entirely pessimistic about the resurgence of the Kroork legacy. A number of fan theorists suggest that the increased threat posed by a reborn orcish force could inadvertently drive alliances among various Xenos who have long seen the Imperium as their primary adversary. In this view, the emergence of a new orcish powerhouse might shift the delicate balance of power in the galaxy, forcing even bitter rivals to temporarily set aside their differences in order to contain a common enemy. This possibility adds an intriguing twist to the lore, as it hints at the potential for a grand cosmic chess game, where the reawakened might of the orcs could ultimately serve as a catalyst for broader, unforeseen alliances or conflicts that reshape the entire galactic landscape. Throughout countless fan discussions on forums and at conventions, the debate over who would ultimately prevail in the event of a Kroork resurgence is a favorite topic. Some ardent supporters of the orcs envision a future where their horde, bolstered by the ancient genetic and tactical prowess of the Kroorks, could finally topple the entrenched power structures of the Imperium and even decimate certain Xenos factions. They paint vivid pictures of battles where the once underestimated orcs rise as a phoenix from the ashes of centuries of stagnation, their newfound coherence and raw power overwhelming even the most formidable foes. Conversely, there are voices of caution that warn that such a transformation would trigger a brutal backlash from both the Imperium and the allied Xenos, who would marshal every resource at their disposal to crush the threat before it could fully materialize. These skeptics argue that the combined might of organized Imperial forces, bolstered by advanced technology and coordinated strategy, would ultimately quash any attempt at a Kroork rebirth, relegating the idea to the realm of desperate fantasy. The discussions often extend beyond mere battlefield outcomes, delving into the philosophical implications of such an evolution. For many fans, the prospect of a reborn Kroork force encapsulates the eternal struggle between chaos and order, a theme that lies at the very heart of Warhammer 40,000 lore. The idea challenges not only the established military hierarchies of the Imperium, but also the broader notions of evolution and destiny that govern the cosmos. It is this blend of raw emotion, tactical speculation, and existential debate that fuels the enduring allure of the topic, making it one of the most dynamic and passionately argued points in the ongoing saga of the Orcs. In the end, whether the Imperium and various Xenos will stand united against a reborn Quark menace, or whether the galaxy will be thrown into an even deeper maelstrom of conflict, remains an open question. The discussions, replete with fervent opinions and speculative scenarios, continue to capture the imagination of fans around the world. For many, the possibility of such a monumental shift in the balance of power is not only a tantalizing what-if, but also a reminder of the unpredictable, ever-evolving nature of the Warhammer 40,000 universe, where every battle, every decision, and every flicker of hope or fear can reshape the destiny of countless worlds in a single, cataclysmic moment. Among the most captivating debates among fans is whether there already exist prototypes of the ancient Quarks hidden among the current ranks of Orcs. Over the years, enthusiasts have scoured the lore and battlefield accounts to identify those rare individuals and warbands whose characteristics seem to echo the disciplined ferocity and tactical acumen of the long-lost Quarks. Many point to the sheer presence and aura of some legendary war bosses whose strategic brilliance and unyielding charisma hint at a legacy that transcends the typical chaotic nature of modern Orcish society. There's a palpable excitement in these discussions, as fans believe that in the midst of endless brawls and disorganized charges, there exist moments of clarity and raw power that suggest a lingering memory of an ancient, superior form. One cannot mention prototypes without invoking the name of the infamous warboss Gazkul Mag Uruk Thraka. His very presence on the battlefield is said to inspire a level of cohesion and tactical execution that is rare among the otherwise unruly hordes. Many argue that Gazkul embodies a spark of the old ways, a convergence of brute strength, cunning strategy, and an almost prophetic ability to unite disparate Orc clans under a singular, overwhelming force. His campaigns, marked by strategic brilliance and an uncanny ability to adapt to the evolving tides of war, are often held up as prime examples of what the Quarks might have been in their prime. For many fans, witnessing Gazkul's leadership is like catching a glimpse of a past era when Orcish might was honed to a razor's edge, balancing raw aggression with a disciplined, almost artful approach to warfare. Alongside the legendary war bosses, certain knobs have also been identified as living testaments to the Quark legacy. These charismatic leaders, with their distinctive blend of showmanship and brute force, often display moments of tactical insight that transcend the usual expectations of Orcish behavior. Some fans have noted that the knobs seem to operate on a different level when the heat of battle reaches its zenith, momentarily channeling an ancient wisdom that belies their otherwise savage demeanor. Their ability to inspire loyalty and orchestrate complex maneuvers amid the chaos of a wag is seen by many as a subtle nod to a time when Orcs were not merely mindless warriors, but disciplined strategists with a clear vision of conquest. This temporary clarity, emerging in the midst of violent clashes, is often interpreted as the first stirrings of the Quark resurgence, a dormant potential waiting to be fully unleashed. Moreover, there are scattered accounts of lesser-known Orc warbands that have, on rare occasions, demonstrated an almost preternatural level of coordination and adaptability in battle. These units, which occasionally appear on the fringes of larger conflicts, are sometimes described as possessing an instinctive understanding of battlefield dynamics that far exceeds what one would expect from a typical horde of Orcs. In these instances, fans have argued that what they witness is not merely random chance, but the reactivation of an ancient genetic memory, a flicker of the Quark essence that allows a group of Orcs to momentarily act as a cohesive, well-drilled fighting force. These rare occurrences, often recorded in the heat of an unexpected surge during a major engagement, have fueled speculation that the potential for a full-blown Quark reawakening may not be entirely lost, but rather lying dormant within the ranks, waiting for the right moment to ignite. Adding to the fervor, are the enthusiastic discussions about the role of certain mech boys and warboss aides, who are often credited with harnessing and repurposing ancient technologies that hint at the Quark legacy. These inventive individuals sometimes craft war machines and weapons that, despite their patchwork nature, seem to resonate with a deeper, almost organic efficiency. Some fans believe that these contraptions are not mere tools of destruction, but could be remnants of a forgotten age, incorporating design philosophies and functionalities that mirror the lost sophistication of the Quarks. The ingenuity displayed by these mech boys is frequently cited as evidence that, beneath the surface-level chaos, there exists an unrecognized potential, a bridge between the raw, untamed power of modern orcs and the disciplined, almost regal might of their ancient ancestors. Across fan forums and casual debates alike, the notion of these prototypes is met with both wonder and skepticism. There are those who contend that the observed feats of brilliance and coordination are simply anomalies, flashes of inspiration that arise from the unpredictable nature of orcish behavior rather than signs of an evolutionary leap. Yet, even among the skeptics, there is an undercurrent of admiration for those rare individuals who, against all odds, seem to channel something more than mere brute force. They are seen as living legends, proof that the spirit of the Quarks might still be present in isolated pockets within the orc race. In the end, the search for prototypes of the Quarks is as much about preserving hope and rekindling a sense of lost grandeur as it is about analyzing battlefield performance. Fans continue to argue, analyze, and revere those who, whether through innate talent, inspired leadership, or sheer willpower, provide tantalizing glimpses of what the orcs could have been in their prime. The discussion is a vivid reminder that in the grim darkness of the far future, even amidst endless warfare and chaos, there is always the possibility for an unexpected resurgence, a moment when the ancient legacy of the Quarks could rise again, reshaping the destiny of the orcs and, by extension, the entire galaxy. If the ancient Quarks were to truly reemerge in the galaxy, the consequences would be nothing short of seismic, upending long-held power structures and igniting conflicts that could reshape the very fabric of the Warhammer 40,000 universe. Many fans imagine that such a resurgence would be a catalyst for an entirely new era of warfare, one where the raw, disciplined might of the Quarks transcends the usual chaotic nature of the orcs, forcing every faction to reckon with a threat that is as unpredictable as it is formidable. The idea sends ripples of excitement and trepidation through the community, as enthusiasts debate the potential outcomes of a galactic landscape where orcs are no longer just a mindless horde, but a revitalized force capable of strategic brilliance and overwhelming power. In this envisioned scenario, the return of the Quarks would likely trigger a domino effect among the major players in the galaxy. The Imperium, already locked in an eternal struggle to maintain order amidst chaos, would face an unprecedented challenge. Imperial strategists, known for their rigid, meticulous planning, would be forced to contend with a reawakened enemy whose newfound cohesion and tactical acumen might render their current defenses obsolete. The very idea of an orcish force that channels the lost genius of the Quarks is enough to send shockwaves through the highest echelons of the Imperial command structure. The potential for a well-coordinated, almost predatory orc assault could compel the Imperium to divert resources from other critical fronts, and many fans speculate that this might even lead to radical changes in Imperial military doctrine. War councils, once focused on predictable enemy movements, would have to grapple with a foe capable of evolving its strategies in the midst of battle. The ripple effects of a Quark resurgence wouldn't stop with the Imperium alone. Xenos races, long accustomed to the relative unpredictability of orcish violence, would have to reconsider their own positions in a universe where the balance of power is dramatically shifted. Eldar, for instance, might see the reemergence of a disciplined, strategically minded orc force as a direct threat to their own ancient supremacy, prompting them to forge new alliances or devise unprecedented tactics to counter this evolving menace. Meanwhile, even the Tyranids, who operate on principles of adaptation and relentless assimilation, could find themselves challenged by a foe whose tactical flexibility and brute strength defy conventional expectations. The thought of the Tyranids facing an enemy that combines the chaos of modern orcs with the calculated brutality of the Kroorks is enough to set off feverish debates among fans about the potential for massive, galaxy-wide conflicts that would dwarf anything seen before. There is also a romantic, almost mythic quality to the idea of a Kroork comeback that captures the imagination of many fans. For them, the potential return of the ancient form symbolizes not just a tactical advantage, but a profound shift in the very spirit of war. The galaxy, already a stage for endless strife and bloodshed, would be thrown into a state of flux where old alliances crumble and new ones are forged in the heat of battle. Some enthusiasts envision a future where the appearance of the Kroorks serves as a unifying force for the Orcs, propelling them into a new era of glory that blurs the lines between savagery and honor. In such a world, the terrifying prospect of war would be balanced by a grudging respect among even the most bitter enemies, each forced to acknowledge the raw, almost primordial power that the Kroorks represent. This potential metamorphosis could lead to battles of epic proportions, conflicts where entire worlds might be reshaped by the clash of forces that have evolved beyond the boundaries of what anyone thought possible. Moreover, the return of the Kroorks might not simply result in a one-sided victory for the Orcs. Many fans argue that such a dramatic shift in power dynamics would inevitably spark a series of countermeasures among the galaxy's defenders. In this view, the sudden appearance of a reformed superior Orcish force would likely unite disparate factions that have long been at odds with one another. The Imperium, the Eldar, and even certain renegade elements of other Xenos might find common cause in the face of a threat that promises to overturn centuries of established order. This uneasy alliance, however, would be fraught with tension, as each side grapples with its own ambitions and suspicions. The ensuing conflict would be as much about ideological supremacy as it would be about raw military might, with every clash of weapons carrying the weight of a potential paradigm shift. There is also a more existential element to this debate that resonates deeply with fans. The resurgence of the Kroorks is seen by many as a symbol of the cyclical nature of power and decay in the universe, a reminder that even the most dominant forces can be swept away by the relentless tide of evolution. The idea that an ancient form, long thought to be lost to time, could rise again to challenge the modern order evokes a sense of inevitable, almost poetic justice. It forces everyone to confront the notion that no empire, no matter how mighty, is safe from the relentless march of change. This philosophical underpinning adds a rich layer of emotional complexity to the discussion, inviting fans to ponder not just the tactical implications of such a return, but also the deeper, more universal truths about growth, decay, and rebirth in a cosmos defined by endless war. In the end, the possibility of a Kroork resurgence represents both a threat and an opportunity, a dramatic reimagining of what it means to be an Orc in the far future. The potential upheaval of the balance of power, the spark of new alliances and rivalries, and the overarching sense of mythic transformation are all elements that combine to make this one of the most hotly debated and passionately discussed topics in the Warhammer 40,000 lore. While no one can predict with certainty how the galaxy would react if the ancient, superior form of the Kroorks were to reemerge, the very speculation fuels an enduring sense of excitement and anticipation among fans. It is a vivid reminder that in a universe defined by constant change and ceaseless conflict, even the wildest legends may one day become reality, setting the stage for wars that will be remembered for millennia to come. In wrapping up our deep dive into the possibility of the Kroorks making a comeback, it's impossible not to feel a mix of exhilaration and cautious wonder. The journey we've taken together has led us through a labyrinth of lore, debates, and fan theories, each one as wild and unpredictable as the Orcs themselves. Many have questioned whether the ancient, disciplined force of the Kroorks could ever reemerge from the raw, unbridled chaos of modern Orcish existence. Some fans hold on to the hope that beneath the rough exterior of every Orc, there lies a spark of that long-lost heritage, a genetic memory waiting for a moment of unifying fury to be unleashed. They argue that in the maelstrom of a massive wog, when the collective adrenaline and battle lust reach their zenith, the dormant essence of the Krorks might just ignite and transform the Horde into something far more formidable than anyone has seen in millennia. Throughout our discussion, we've explored how this resurgence might not only hinge on the genetic memory encoded within every Ork, but also on a convergence of several extraordinary factors. A perfect storm of battle conditions, divine influence from Gork and Mork, and even the unpredictable reactivation of ancient technology. We've seen how some warbosses and knobs have already hinted at glimpses of what might be a more strategic and cohesive force, moments that have sparked debates on forums and in fan communities. These rare flashes of brilliance in an otherwise anarchic and brutal race serve as tantalizing evidence that the potential for evolution might still lie hidden beneath the layers of constant combat and adaptation. Yet the debate is far from settled. Skeptics remind us that the relentless chaos that defines the Orks has, over countless generations, shaped them into creatures of instinct rather than intellect. They argue that while the idea of a Krork resurgence is immensely appealing from a narrative and nostalgic standpoint, the harsh reality of endless warfare might have forever severed the connection to their once disciplined past. The Imperium and various Xenos factions are not blind to these possibilities either, each harboring their own fears and calculations about what a reborn Krork force might mean for the balance of power in the galaxy. For some, the mere possibility of a united, strategically astute Ork Horde is enough to send shivers down their spines. While for others, it represents an opportunity for a new era of epic battles that could redefine alliances and rivalries across the stars. This blend of hope, fear, and speculative excitement is what makes the Warhammer 40,000 universe so endlessly fascinating. The very idea that a long-dormant power could surge back to life, altering the course of history and rewriting the rules of warfare, encapsulates the eternal struggle between chaos and order, a theme that resonates deeply with fans old and new. Every theory, every whispered rumor, every detailed analysis in online forums is a testament to the passion that drives this community to reimagine what might be possible in a universe defined by endless war and constant evolution. So, is it really possible for the Krorks to return? The answer, as with much in Warhammer lore, remains shrouded in mystery and the unpredictable tides of fate. The potential is there, a latent spark amid the blood and fire of battle, waiting for the perfect moment to ignite. Whether this potential will ever be fully realized depends on countless variables, from the inherent nature of Orkish evolution to the whims of their gods and the shifting alliances of the galaxy. What remains undeniable, however, is that the mere possibility of such a transformation fuels our collective imagination and inspires us to dream of epic battles where the ancient meets the modern in a dazzling display of might and strategy. If you've enjoyed this exploration into the hidden depths of Orkish lore and the tantalizing prospect of a Krork resurgence, make sure to subscribe for more deep dives and passionate debates. Stay tuned as we continue to unravel the mysteries of the Warhammer universe, one epic tale at a time. Join the conversation, share your thoughts, and keep the spirit of the WoG alive. Because in this grim darkness of the far future, there's always room for one more legend waiting to be born.